Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to MV Talk Radio's broadcast of January 14th, 2015. My name is Mike McCoy, and Deanna Reeder will be joining us shortly to review the state of civic affairs in Moreno Valley, California. You can catch us as a podcast by going to our internet site at blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, enter MV City Talk and navigate to our show or any archived show from the past. You are welcome to phone us directly and be on the show at 946-929-0610 and follow the instructions given by the automated operator or email Deanna for help. We'll try to get you on if there's time. You may email us at any time at stopvotesforsale@gmail.com and Deanna will do her best to respond to your questions. Thank you all for listening in. Now let's get started. Good evening, Moreno Valley, and everyone. We're going to have three guests on the show tonight. First, we're going to have citizen activist Hans Wolterbeek, and we will later on have Craig Gibbons and Curtis Gardner, who are the recall engineers known throughout the community. Deanna, would you please introduce the topic for this evening on the World Logistics Center?
Well, tonight's show is all about the World Logistics Center. So I'll give you a brief overview of how it was proposed. Basically, Ido Benzivi and a partner bought land in the East End. They were going to put a mixed-use development that was primarily housing on it. But Benzivi and his partner had a falling out, and so they never did build that. About 15 years later, because it was a 20-year development agreement, Benzivi brought forward the Skechers project. It is the first project that he ever built. And in the EIR of the Skechers project, there was the mention of a logistics modified general plan for 35 million square feet of warehousing. And when I went to a city council meeting and I asked the city council about this logistics modified general plan, they didn't know what I was talking about. So basically, I knew that the city council had not read the EIR or anything that went with it. So basically, now Benzivi doesn't want to put housing because the housing tanked, and he wants to put warehouses because he thinks this is his next quick buck. And this is where we are at the moment. So the World Logistics Center, which is what he is calling this project, has been proposed, and it is in the process. And we have Hans Wolterbeek on the show tonight, and he is going to give you some background, or he's going to tell you about the EIR process. He told me to promise I wouldn't say this, but he is actually one of the most analytical people that I know besides Mike. And so I asked him if he could explain this to us, and he has prepared something. So, Hans, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Deanna.
Okay. Can you share with us what you have prepared so our listeners can understand the process?
Oh, sure. I'll try, okay? I want to encourage people in Moreno Valley to read the Environmental Impact Report, also called the EIR, of the World Logistics Center, also called the WLC, coming out in about 1 to 3 months. Now, why do I do this? Well, first of all, you have to know that the requested area for the location of the WLC is 10% of the city area. Now, land is Moreno Valley's only asset. Once this area has been committed, we will be running out of land to build significant other facilities. We have to make sure we want to have warehouses on this property. The warehouses off and by themselves will have a large impact on your lives. The EIR is a state-mandated document that is meant to tell its readers the impact on their lives of the WLC. Specifically, it discusses the number of people that may be employed, the monies that will go to the city to take care of costs caused by the WLC, as well as money to help the city operate. The EIR will also discuss the car and truck traffic that are anticipated, the air quality that you and your family will breathe. The EIR will inform you what will be done to alleviate any bad problems, insofar as is reasonable. There will, however, be some serious problems that cannot be alleviated. You need to know what those are. Now, when? Again, the document will come out in 1 to 3 months. Now, where can you get the document and what happens? Well, when the EIR becomes available, like I said, from 1 to 3 months from now, the document can be downloaded by you from the city's website, moreno-valley.ca.us. Moreno people will have 45 days after its formal release by the city to review the document or any portions they are interested in and send any comments they have, both good or bad, to the city. You will receive a reply to your comments, and the EIR comments will be reviewed by the city and the vendor, in this case Fairview Holdings, and any necessary changes will be made to the document. As I see it, my opinion, these are promises to you of what will happen. The document then goes to the Planning Commission for approval, and if approved, goes on to the City Council for final approval by the city. How can you influence the process? Well, you can comment on the document directly to the city, as I said. You can comment to the Planning Commission by speaking to the Planning Commission, or you can comment to the City Council, both by sending them emails, and they really do read their emails, as well as talking to the City Council for 3 minutes at the City Council meetings. Now, how do you review the EIR? It's a large document. You know, it really is a large document. The file, when you download it, is about 180 megabytes. That's a large file. But don't let that scare you. First of all, download the document from the city website. Skim the index to see which portions you are interested. The index is very detailed. You will probably be interested in skimming through the main document and one or two of the appendices. And look at some of the figures and tables. They are very informative. The main document is a good summary of what is detailed in the appendices. And read through sections you are interested in. Don't read the whole documents. I'm not asking to do that. You see what you're interested in. And if you're still interested, read sections of the appropriate appendices, air quality, traffic, employees, cost benefits to the city. It's all there. So I just ask that you inform yourself and you decide for yourself if you believe that the World Logistics Center will be good for the city. And then give your comments, both positive and negative, to the city within the 45 days window. Be an informed citizen.
Hey, Hans, thank you very much for that outline. That is one of the best how-to documents and reviewing EIRs in general that I've ever heard on the air. Thank you. And
yes,
I was going to go ahead, Deanna, but I was going to ask Hans, you know, in my opinion, when they had the first EIR on the World Logistics Center, it was found to be deficient in a number of areas that they're supposed to cover. Did you find anything of particular interest in your research so far that you think that we should be on the lookout for when the revised EIR comes out shortly?
Well, when I got the document, wrote about a 30-page comment to the city, and some of the areas we covered included the fact, we did look at the traffic, whether or not and looked at some of the references, et cetera, and looked at the air quality and looked at some of those references. We did make some comments on it. Specifically, I asked for an air pollution monitoring station placed in the World Logistics Center area if this facility does come through. I've also asked for training training plan because of the fact that I do not believe that the future warehouses, and that's what we're talking about in the future, between now and 2030, probably 2035, there will be bin picking as jobs. I think there will be actually be very sophisticated jobs, a good portion of them. And I do not believe that you'll get 20,000 jobs as Fairfield Holdings is promising. I do not believe that because, you know, machines are taking over basically the world, let's just say. And, you know,
okay.
So I do not. Go ahead.
Okay. We need to move ahead, but Deanna, did you have a comment about the EIR process?
Nope.
Okay. My last comment would be on the EIR, and that's that they tend to make everything a bit vague sometimes, and they skip over things. And also Mr. Benzivi's consultants like to borrow from other documents he's done elsewhere. We know about the artwork. The noise study looked like it was picked out of somewhere in Paris, because all the references to noise of this project and its traffic were based on Paris locations. There was hardly anything. So we need to watch for that. That's why I'm warning all of our people that are going to be looking at the EIR. But now I'd like to move on to our other two guests, Craig and Curtis.
Hello.
That's Craig Gibbons and Curtis Gardner. Hello, gentlemen. You are welcome on this show as being the recall engineers, or two recall councilmen who are long gone. Please go ahead and give us the status today of the warehousing industry in Riverside County and how this is comparing with World Logistics Center promises and misrepresentations.
Well, this is Craig Givens speaking.
Hi.
We take the position that there is an overabundance of logistics development and job opportunities in the Inland Empire. Right now, there is at least 400 million square feet of warehousing in the Inland Empire, and there's approximately 113,000 people employed in that sector. And as Hans stated, it would be kind of foolish to devote the last remaining large open spaces in the eastern end of Moreno Valley to logistics, considering that what Mr. Benzivi is talking about, his $46 million, would only amount to 10%, a little bit more than 10% of what exists now. And if the $400 million is producing 113,000 jobs, how is 10% going to produce 20,000 jobs? It would be close to a fifth. So the math does not add up. And if individuals are claiming that we need jobs, warehouse jobs, there are plenty of warehouse jobs in the Inland Empire along the 215 corridor, the 60 and the 10. 400 million square feet of warehouse right now, enough to fill up the entire city of New York, and 113,000 jobs. So we need to look for other significant type of development in the East End that will improve the quality of life here in Moreno Valley and increase the average household income so that we'll attract a lot more upscale type of businesses and add more money to the city's treasury. So that's my position on that. And Mr. Gardner has something that he would like to say.
Go ahead, please.
Over the past month, you know, the young people have been pleading for jobs in the logistics sector. I have good news for them. You don't have to hang your hopes on promises from Mr. Benzivi. There are job opportunities right now in this area, not a year or two down the road, but right now. You must go right, go over there to the drug power sector along 215 corridor, and you're going to find a lot of opportunities for these young folks. I recently, the last couple of days, I visited the Procter & Gamble plant and talked with the financial manager over there. He said that they have hired 300 employees, and 6 months from now, they're going to need another 200. Within 6 months, they're going to need another 200. And the pay is between $13 and $15 an hour with benefits.
Good.
I talked with some of the staff agencies, about three of them. But my question is, what is Moreno Valley offering those professionals or those individuals who have completed the college coursework, obtained the degrees, obtain a skill, and have to drive to L.A. or Orange County to obtain a job. My daughter is one of those folks who have a master's degree in physical therapy, which she graduated from Howard University in 2000. She had to drive to L.A. to L.A. daily to do a skill. My youngest daughter just received her master's degree in health administration from Bellhaven. We are not laying the groundwork to keep her in Moreno Valley, and that's what we need to be looking at.
Craig, would you like to go ahead and reflect a bit on what Curtis said?
Yes. Right now we are meeting the needs of those individuals in the Inland Empire who seek a career in warehouse works or logistics. You know, there's, like I said, 400 million square feet of business space already built, 113,000 jobs, and more to come in the 215 quarter and along the 60 and the 10. And they refer to that as the Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario Metropolitan Statistical Area. That's based on the Riverside County's Industry, Employment, and Labor Force Outlook. We need to focus on jobs for those individuals who do not seek a career in warehouse work.
You know, this kind of jives with some of the statistics I've seen recently in the logistics trade journals. They, in fact, are begging for more and more automation in this industry. I think it's a paradox that we have some people in our community who want to put all their eggs in one basket, the logistics basket, one that is going to be shrinking over time as more and more jobs are given up to automation. What do you think about that concept?
I totally agree with you because the structure of that labor force in that industry, it used to be 80% permanent hires, 20% temp, but now it's flipped. It's 20% permanent hires, or what they call direct hires, and 80% temp. And those temporary employees, on average, they call them blue-collar workers, they earn $10,000 a year, maybe up to $22,000. So, like you said, to put all of our eggs in that particular basket is not going to really make Moreno Valley a very attractive place to live because our average household income is going to be much lower. And most businesses that are choosing to locate somewhere or have their executives live someplace are looking for places where there's a lot of disposable income. So like I said, right now, there's plenty of jobs in that sector. That sector is probably going to be oversaturated, and like you said, the next recession is really going to sink. So we need to look elsewhere for other job sectors that will probably be a little bit more stable and pay a little bit more money. We've already satisfied and are continuing to satisfy the need for a warehouse job. There's no reason to put any more warehouse jobs over there on the east end of the city.
According to an article I saw in the LA Times in the last couple of months, some of the people down at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles harbors are preparing for a 25 to 35% reduction in incoming freight that's usually bound for warehouses, such as in the Inland Empire. That freight is going to be diverted to cheaper routes across the Pacific through the new Panama Canal and through other means to ports that are being modernized on the East Coast and in Mexico. It really doesn't look all that wonderful for the industry. I'm sorry to say that, where people are going to lose their employment. And so keep that in mind, everyone, that this is an industry who's probably at peak, and there are other forces at work, too, in our society that don't bode well for the logistics industry in Southern California. Now, I'd like to go ahead and ask Deanna if she's there, if she's able, that she has a lot of insights on the developers' tactics and ultimate goals for the World Logistics Center. And I've been waiting throughout this entire broadcast to hear about that. So with no further ado, Deanna, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, as we all know, in 2008 is when Benzivi started spending major amounts of money on city council races. And, of course, those paid off because his people got elected and When Skechers was proposed in 2007, it was 2008 that he spent, $260,000 on, he contributed to the Moreno Valley Taxpayers Association, which is, of course, was he and Michael Geller decided where all that money went to, and they went to his candidates, you know, bad fires against the ones he didn't want and good fires for the ones that he did want, and they paid off, and the people that got elected, of course, voted for his Skechers project. And there was a lot of dissension in the city over that. And since then, he has put money after money after money to keep his people from being recalled and to buy as many council seats as he could. And at this particular point in time, it looks like he bought 3 council seats, so he bought a majority of the council. And, of course, we know that he did that so that they would approve his project. Now, Skechers, when it was, because Benzivi had never built anything, I didn't actually think that he was going to build Skechers, because normally he does everything on paper. He buys property, gets things approved, and then sells it for a big profit.
So he wants to upgrade zoning. That's his main occupation, if you want to put a job description down.
That has been his main occupation. But if you remember from last week's city council meeting that there was a contract for buying energy on there that had to be delayed because there were some things missing, assurances that how much the city was actually going to pay for the electricity. I think Benzivi actually intends to build as much of this as he can, and I think he wants to install the solar so that he can be the provider of solar to the city, and he will have a permanent paycheck forever.
Oh.
That last contract was a 20-year contract. I think what he's looking for is a permanent payday from the city, a very long contract like that, and he wants to put solar on all these buildings, so he is living off the backs of Moreno Valley taxpayers forever. That's what I think his ultimate plan.
Wow. So the warehouses would be overproducing the voltage beyond what they need to run their operations, and the excess would go through some Benzivi-supported third party or something, and he would get a paycheck for that by selling it to the city.
Well, you know, most buildings, you know, they lease it to the owner. And I think he wants to also lease these buildings but own the solar that goes with them.
Some people usually keep mineral rights. This would be like solar rights.
If the city did a contract such as that, we would owe him for the electricity, for the solar, whether the buildings were occupied or not. He could care less if he actually anybody. He would still get a paycheck. I mean, he would get a bigger paycheck, of course, if he leased the buildings. But solar is a very lucrative business. I mean, you know, look what Enron did.
I don't know. I was wondering, Dana, should we ask some of our guests what they think about this idea? Hans, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, still with you. I did not know about that solar project, so I can't really comment on that. So, you know, solar indeed is a big thing. This state has a lot of sun, and, you know, I can't really comment on it because I haven't really thought about it. So I'll just turn it back to you, Mike.
Oh, thank you, and thanks again for your presentation. And I will have to go back over the, council meeting minutes or the video, see what he said and what was on the agenda. Craig, Curtis, did you have any comment on Deanna's prediction?
Well, I haven't heard that much about that particular area. I have to look into it, but all I know is that Mr. Benzivi is a speculator, and whatever trend appears to be hot he liked to jump in on the tail end. You know, we have Aquavella sitting out here all vacant. That was supposed to produce all these jobs. His medical deal over there was supposed to do something. In the past, he's had a 10,000-foot runway. So he's basically a speculator. So whatever he's planning appears not to materialize. And I think basically his game plan is to get certain rights or entitlements to the land so it'll be worth more and maybe he can do some land options or something. But he appears to be a speculator jumping up, trying to get on whatever trend is out there.
Yeah, that's been his practice. And I wanted to thank you two gentlemen, too, for your presentation. You brought some numerous things to light, and I hope you bring them to the attention of the city council. And Deanna, as we're getting near the end of the show, we have about 4 or 5 minutes left. Did you want any further comment about the issues at hand or other meetings that are coming up or when our next podcast would be?
Yes. I wanted to add that Benzavi has had the people that he hired to do his campaigning in the three districts that were balloting this past November. A lot of people are coming to the meetings and talking for the World Logistics Center. So they, of course, are saying that they are not getting paid, but they actually got paid to give this spiel by walking door to door. So the same spiel that they got paid to do is what they're doing at city council meetings. And apparently there's quite a few of them. And I believe Hans and Craig and Curtis, you were at the last council meeting, so you were there firsthand. So this is his new strategy. So I would imagine that he is going to continue this at every meeting. And so I would say for those of us that do not want the World Logistics Center, we need to get out there front and center, tell them what we think, and we need to start connecting. If we want to stop this project, we need to work at it. And
thank
quit
you.
Assuming
and,
this is doing the work. People, we all need to pound the pavement and get our own crew going.
Such wise words. I couldn't say it better. Deanna, did we have any other meetings coming up? I know on the 27th, but how about before then?
Well, there was something very interesting I saw on Facebook. Apparently, Benzivi is having a get-together, a breakfast at his home. Join us Saturday, January 17th, New Year's breakfast at Ido Benzivi's home. And this is to be a information on the World Logistics Center. If you have questions, he's giving a presentation, and he has a number to reserve a spot. So he is going full throttle on this project, and we need to as well.
He's got a PR offensive going, and we're going to have to do the same, if not better. And I'm going to be approaching the city council over the next several meetings that I'm available and going after the fantasy land image that he's trying to create. And I think some of our council members need to be educated a little bit on what happened when you put all your hopes and dreams into a fantasy. It doesn't come out. Those are the lies and the misrepresentations in all the brochures and presentations that he puts on. He goes down to the Chamber of Commerce and claims to be the new guru of future industry of logistics. I don't think so. So thank you, everyone, for being on the show. And, Deanna, when are we going to be back?
We will be back next week. We will have a agenda for the following week. The next meeting for the city council is not until the 27th, and that is the meeting that Prologis will be on the agenda, as well as the energy contract with the startup will be back on the agenda at that time. They are also having a special closed session meeting on, I believe it's the 20th. Ooh, whoops. I think I closed that. So council meeting is the 27th, and I want to say thank you to Hans and Curtis and Craig, and good night, Moreno Valley. Everyone say good night.
Very good, everyone. Thank you.
Good night,
Moreno Valley.
Good night.